Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
And for the rest of this week, we are ending our show with short takes on new technology and inventions with the editors of BoingBoing.net, the fun and informative technology website. Yesterday, we started with a high-tech take on a decidedly low-tech concept, the tea kettle. And today, we'll talk about what science writer and Boing Boing blogger David Peskovitz calls brain hacking. He joins us now. Welcome to WNYC, David. Hi there.
Hi there. Thanks for having us on the show all week.
So what is brain hacking?
So, you know, the idea here, of course, is, you know, hacking your mind. So computer hackers in the original sense of the term, which sort of got bastardized to be this negative thing, the original computer hackers were really pushing the envelope of what computers could do and what machines could do. And brain hackers are starting to learn how to do the same thing with our own computers that we carry around on the top of our shoulders. So, you know, altering their brains to optimize them for better productivity or performance or mood.
We've got about 2.5 minutes in this short take. So what is a good concrete example or two of actually altering your brain?
Well, people are taking, you know, Provigil, which is a pharmaceutical drug that was originally prescribed for narcolepsy, for people who fall asleep suddenly. People are taking Provigil for off-label use, shift workers, people on long plane flights. The idea here is that you can stay awake for very long periods without, you know, the you know, stimulation and jitters and crash of amphetamines.
So
that's a... that's a biological brain hack.
Drugs, more generally known as medications, are
exactly,
one way.
Exactly. But, you know, the blunt instruments of yesteryear are being replaced by these, you know, drugs that have surgical precision or starting to be able to alter specific mental states or improve your brain in very specific ways.
What's another example?
There's a great company called Sharp Brains. You can see it at sharpbrains.com. I posted about them yesterday, and what they do is they put together brain fitness, cognitive fitness software packages, training regimens for people to, you know, do basically brain teasers and other sort of games that have a scientific basis to actually optimize and improve your memory, reduce your stress, increase your focus and concentration. So, you know, exercising your mental muscles, but with a real scientific, you know, research back.
A scary side to brain hacking? Is there, you know, a sinister plan for total mind control in the offing?
Well, some would argue that there is. The scary one for me is called neuromarketing, and that's actually where they do MRIs, do brain scans while you're watching various television commercials to see which ones have the most impact on you. So, you know, I think that that's a little creepy because all it's really trying to do is not optimize our brains, but, you know, push us toward the buy button.
Read about brain hacking and other things avant tech on BoingBoing.net. David Peskovitz from Boing Boing, thanks a lot for joining us. That was fun.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.